The name of our show is Super Bowl XI, The Men Who Made It Happen, and you're certainly one of the men who made it happen, one of the prime movers, Ken Stabler, the quarterback of the Raiders. John, if you could throw the ball the way Kenny did today, you'd still be in the league, I think.
Ever, if I could ever throw it that way for one play. Ken, I want to ask you just one question. You've thrown the ball for many years to Fred Biletnikoff. He was covered oftentimes. You never seemed to disconnect all day long. He made great plays, but you put the ball in what looked to me to be the only place he could catch it. Did you feel that their defense was better than the amount of points they gave up?
I don't know about their defense being better, John. I think our offense is super. I'll put it that way. And I don't think you can throw the ball anywhere that he can't catch it. And that's the way I feel about all of our guys. And, you know, it's a pleasure to be able to work with the core receivers that we have.
Now we want to show a couple of plays while we have you here, Ken. And you talked about Biletnikoff, John. The first one we're going to show is one of your connections with Casper, who also had a marvelous game. And it seemed that whoever got double-teamed is who you went to. He runs over him, doesn't he?
Well, that was the first pass completion we had of the day, and through viewing films, we saw that they tried to cover Dave with a linebacker, and it's kind of hard to do.
Now, here we're still in the first quarter, and this one is again to Casper.
Well, it's just a short out type thing. It's kind of a ball control type pass, and David's a pretty strong guy, and he breaks about 10 tackles and makes a big gainer out of it.
Now, the guy that they talked about, I guess, all season long as the burner is Branch.
Well, you know, Clifford's been our home run guy all year, and you know, a guy with 9-1 speed is just about, you know, he's a little hard to cover deep, but people late in the year started playing us really deep and not giving us the big ones.
Lenny, you have played in this game a couple of times. What are your thoughts or questions for Ken?
Well, they went to the left side a great deal of the time running the ball. Why?
Well, you know, we've got two all-pro players over there, and Casper's a great blocker. I'm not taking anything away from my right side with Beeler and Vela. They're great players, but you know, if you got a couple of good horses, you got to ride them, and that's what we do, and we have a lot of confidence in those guys, and it's been successful all year, and we really didn't change anything that we've done all year long. We just played the same type game we played, no matter who we played. We mixed up, gave a lot of formations and did the same things, but we did them from different formations and gave different looks.
Barbara, you have a final question for Ken?
Kenny, early in the game, a lot of people in the press box were saying they were very confused by what kind of defense the Vikings were running against you. Looking at them across the line, were you confused too?
Well, no, not necessarily. The Vikings play a standard type thing, and they really didn't change their defenses any for us, and they feel like we do. They're not going to change anything that got them here, and they played basically the way that we thought they would.